Sermon 3. The Foolishness of Preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. About the message of the cross that Paul preaches by faith, believing in the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The message of the cross does not simply mean only the death of Jesus. The message of the cross implicitly contains the truth that Jesus Christ saved mankind through the baptism he received to save sinners from sin, and his sacrifice on the cross. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter in 1 Corinthians 1 to the Church of God in Corinth, that is, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints. The Church of God is a gathering established for the preaching of this gospel, gathered by those who are saved by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. Paul confesses the faith of believing the message of the cross in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, like this: For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Jesus, who received the transfer of the sins of the world by receiving the baptism given by John the Baptist, was crucified to receive the judgment of sin and resurrected from death. Paul said that the faith believing in this very salvation accomplished by the baptism and cross of Jesus is the message of the cross, namely, the ministry of the Lord, where Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, shed blood by being crucified, and resurrected from death, is exactly the message of the cross. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The Jews did not believe in the crucified Jesus as their Savior. It is because they did not accept Jesus as their Messiah. The people of Israel were those who desperately wanted a Messiah who could perform miracles. However, they did not believe that Jesus received the baptism given by John the Baptist, had the sins of the world transferred to him, hung on the cross, shed blood, and resurrected from death. They were greatly disappointed, seeing only that death, where Jesus received the death sentence at Pilate's court, was beaten with a whip of 40 lashes minus one, K carried the cross to receive the judgment of sin, went up the hill of Golgotha, and was crucified. All of this was the truth fulfilling the prophecy of the passion of the Messiah recorded in Isaiah 42 of the Old Testament. Because they did not accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah, they are still waiting for a new Messiah to come. However, they must know that before the second coming of Jesus, the time is approaching for them to turn away from the sin of being disobedient and unbelieving until now, and to acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Messiah. God will allow difficult circumstances for them to make them realize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah they have been waiting for. Through the ministry where Jesus was baptized by John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, was crucified, and resurrected from death, it was clearly revealed that he is the true Savior. By crying out on the cross, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus made it clearly known that he is the Savior who bore the sins of all sinners on their behalf. Before taking his last breath, he said lastly, "It is finished," and passed away. At that time, many people who followed Jesus fell into sorrow and despair, but he was truly the Savior of us sinners. It was the same for the Greek people. Even in the era when Greek philosophy displayed its prestige, they had to accept Jesus Christ, who came to save sinners through the message of the cross, as their Savior. They had to accept as the Savior Jesus, who was baptized by John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, was killed on the cross, and resurrected from death. However, that era saw the truth of faith, that one obtains salvation by believing in Jesus Christ as their Savior, as foolish. But God is the one who is pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of preaching. What is the purpose of preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit? It is to proclaim the word of truth that, according to the prophetic words delivered through the servants of the Old Testament, Jesus was baptized by John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, resurrected from death, and saved all sinners from sin. This is exactly the message of the cross. Our salvation is accomplished in this message of the cross. Now we call the faith, believing that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became the Savior of sinners according to the prophecy of the Old Testament, the way of truth. The one who caused the number of those who received the elimination of their sins by believing in the baptism of Jesus and the blood of the cross in this world to become countless is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Among those who believed the message of the cross in the early church, there were not many noble ones. It was because at that time, the people of Israel were in a situation where they had to live a colonial life. Among those whom Jesus called and made disciples, there were many boatmen. Both Peter and John were fishermen. Peter met Jesus and confessed like this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, those who are saved from their sins by believing the message of the cross are those who have received the grace of God. In this world, there are many who believe in philosophical ideologies. To them, the people of faith who believe in the message of the cross of Jesus only looked foolish. However, rather than believing the words of philosophers, we have become those who possess the faith that Jesus was baptized by John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, was crucified, and became the Savior of sinners. Objectively looking, we might look foolish in the eyes of people who cannot believe the Word of God. However, Those who believe the message of the cross believe that the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men, and is a more certain truth of salvation. That is because they believe in their hearts that this word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the truth of being born again. No matter how wise the people of the world are, they cannot reach the faith of believing as the Savior, the Lord who was baptized by John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, hung on the cross, was killed on behalf of all sinners, and resurrected. We have now become the children of God who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, we have become the righteous who take pity on the people of the world. If we preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to sinners by faith, many people will obtain salvation from their sins. No matter how much knowledge the other person has, if they do not know the truth of this gospel of the water and the Spirit, they cannot be born again. Worldly knowledge is something anyone can know if they learn it, but the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit revealed in the Word of God is the word of truth that one cannot discover no matter how hard they try on their own. The moment anyone discovers the way of salvation hidden inside the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit delivered by the evangelists, they receive salvation from their sins. Even now, there are many who have heard and believed the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that we preach, and have joined the ranks of the righteous. Now you must break your stubbornness. Believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit as the truth of salvation and be saved. Now, those who show off inside God's church and do not believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit have left the church and are no longer here. Those who stubbornly insist that their own thoughts are the best and despise the faith of their brothers and sisters have a hard time living a life of faith inside God's church. On the other hand, for those who were captivated by a sense of inadequacy or an inferiority complex, if they know and believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, all those inferiority complexes will disappear. The Lord is the one who has saved the poor in heart in this world from the sins of the world. The glory of God is revealed even more clearly in the hearts of those who are certain of the elimination of their sins by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. What does it mean to break one's own thoughts? Even if one has their own thoughts, if they discover through the word of the Lord that the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the truth, and believe it in their heart, they will receive the removal of sins in their heart. He who follows the word of God becomes a disciple of the Lord. The one who breaks his own thoughts inside the church and follows the word of the Lord is the one who denies himself. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Before the Lord, the one who follows as the word of the Lord leads is the one who believes and serves the preaching of the gospel. One must try breaking their own heart in small matters to become someone who can obey the will of God in greater matters as well. We must make all boasting the purpose of preaching the Lord's gospel. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31. Jesus became righteousness, sanctification, and redemption for those who believe. Whatever we do, whether we eat or drink, we must do it all for the glory of God. Even if we receive persecution, we must receive it for the preaching of the Lord's gospel, and even if we hear unfair words, we must hear them for the preaching of the Lord's gospel. The life of faith is a life of faith that believes the Word of God. Faith that is not accompanied by life action is dead faith. When we follow the Lord's Word by faith, we can become those with whom the Lord is pleased. Those who follow the Lord's will can obey with all their hearts, if it is a matter of the Lord's will being fulfilled. Those who go ahead must have something to be an example to those who follow behind. The people of the world can live even without the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, but the born again are those who cannot live without believing and serving that gospel. We must know where the strength for us to live in this world comes from. The faith believing in the Lord and the Lord's word, that is, the faith believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, becomes our strength both spiritually and physically. This gospel preaching ministry is the driving force of the strength by which we can live. The reason why a person who believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit lives united with God's church is because they want to live for the preaching of this gospel. We can live praising the Lord through the faith and service of believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit.